Our New Testament reading for today is from Hebrews chapter 5. For every high priest chosen from among men is appointed to act on behalf of men in relation to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He can deal gently with the ignorant and wayward, since he himself is beset with weakness. Because of this, he is obligated to offer sacrifice for his own sins, just as he does for those of the people. And no one takes this honor for himself, but only when called by God, just as Aaron was. So also Christ did not exalt himself to be made a high priest, but was appointed by him who said to him, "You are my son, today I have begotten you." As he says also in another place, "You are a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek." In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death and was heard because of his reverence. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him, being designated by God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. About this, we have much to say, and it is hard to explain, since you have become dull of hearing. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the basic principles of the oracles of God. You need milk, not solid food, for everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, since he is a child. But solid food is for the mature, those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Mark Lovett from Concordia Lutheran Church in Hoisington, Kansas, and Grace Lutheran Church in Larned, Kansas.
In the holy name of Jesus, for every high priest taken from among men is appointed for men in things pertaining to God, that he might offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. This was, of course, true of Aaron and the Levitical priesthood. He was taken from among men, from among the tribes of Israel, and specifically the tribe of Levi, and appointed by God for men in things pertaining to God, that he might offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. But Aaron and the priesthood and the offerings and the sacrifices were all a foreshadow, a type of the one to come, Christ Jesus our Lord. He is the true high priest, and he offers the true gifts and sacrifices for sins, for which there is no substitute. Our Lord Jesus Christ was chosen from among men, born of the Blessed Virgin Mother, and he was appointed by God for men, as St. Peter preaches in Acts chapter 2, for the things pertaining to God, that he might offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. But the gifts and sacrifices that our Lord Jesus offers are not like those of Aaron and the Levitical priesthood, because they offered bulls and goats and the ashes of heifers. But our Lord Jesus offers himself as the gift and sacrifice for sins. But what does it mean to offer himself and to be a sacrifice? Most of the time, we associate sacrifice, maybe all the time, with the cross of Christ. And we should. That is his sacrifice. But sacrifice doesn't necessarily mean death. Take, for example, a husband and wife. The scriptures say, "Husbands, love yourselves, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her." A husband sacrifices himself for his wife when he loves her. And we know that love does not end in death because God is love. And love bears no record of wrongs. And love has no judgment. It bears no grudges. Love covers, in fact, a multitude of sins. So there is no death, no suffering in love. But Christ certainly suffered. He loved the Father, and he loved us, and he suffered. But he didn't suffer because of his love, because of his offering or sacrifice. He suffered because of sin. Sin is the reason sacrifice hurts. So when a husband loves his wife, he sacrifices himself for her. It hurts because of his own sin of begrudging his wife the money he needs to raise a family instead of spending it on toys. Or he begrudges his wife the freedom he thinks he would have if he had no wife. He begrudges his wife and family, and so his love, his sacrifice for them, hurts. And it also hurts because of the sins of others. Perhaps his children don't treat him with respect, or his wife does not submit to him as Sarah submitted to Abraham. and the world calls husbandry a poor and useless vocation. So the husband suffers because of sins within and sins without, and so his sacrifice hurts. Same with our Lord Jesus Christ. His sacrifice hurts because of sin, the sins of the whole world. He bore the sins on the tree, and therefore he died on the tree. But he was obedient to the Father. He gave himself to the Father perfectly and wholly, even from eternity, from the beginning of the foundations of the world. And before the world began, the Son gave himself to the Father. For the Son always loves the Father and always submits himself to the Father. So his sacrifice, his giving himself over to the Father, was before time. But then when the fullness of time came, God sent forth his Son to be born under the law to redeem those under the law. And the sacrifice then of the Son is the perfect life he lived to the Father. It ended in death, at least in this plane. It ended in death because of the sins of others. They killed him. But it did not end because, being obedient unto death, God raised him from the dead, as St. Peter also preaches in Acts chapter 2. God raised him from the dead and gave him the name that is above every name, Lord of Lords. He gave him the eternal throne of David, so that he is King of kings and ruler over all things, God subjecting all things under his feet, so that Christ rules over all things. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to him because of his perfect obedience. Now, for his sake, because he has expiated our sins, because he is the propitiation for our sins no longer damn us. Our sins do not send us to hell. Only unbelief sends a person to hell. But Christ expiated our sins, and because of that, we believe his promises that we too shall be raised from the dead, because we have been baptized into Christ. We have been clothed with Christ. We have put on Christ. And so the promises the Father gives to the Son are also now the promises he gives to us, we who are in the Son. And by this, by the sacraments, the holy mysteries of God, we participate in Jesus. We participate in his perfect life. We participate in his obedience reckoned to us as righteousness through faith. Thus it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. So the next time you go to church and participate in the Lord's Supper, the next time you think about confession and absolution and what baptism has done for you and still does for you, don't think that you are fulfilling some New Testament law, but bask in the mercy that you are participating in Christ, even as the apostles write in several places. You're participating in Christ, participating in his obedience, participating in his life before the Father, so that when the Father sends the Son a second time, not to expiate sins, but to gather his church to himself, to separate the godly from the ungodly, the wheat from the chaff, and the sheep from the goats, you shall stand before the Father and hear the words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant," because God has made the obedience of Christ your obedience by grace, and you receive it through faith and give glory to God the Father. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.
We thank Pastor Mark Lovett from Concordia Lutheran Church in Hoisington, Kansas, and Grace Lutheran Church in Larned, Kansas, for today's meditation on God's Word.